7:32. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Katie DeLuca joins me now, Director of P&Z. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
How was last night's meeting?
It was a long one. Yeah. It started off quickly with just some sort of administrative types of things, an extension on Locust Road, which was approved, so that was good. And then we moved right into the rehabilitation of the Byram Fire Station. That was a proposal to bring it up to seismic codes and to open up the bays. There's four existing bays now, and they've opened up the back of it. It goes from Russell Road on one side and Delavan on the other, so they were able to open those up so that the fire truck does not have to do a K-turn every time they want to get in to back to the fire station. So there's no change in equipment there, just in the ability to use the equipment more efficiently on the property. That was approved. It also came with the stipulation that the temporary firehouse that many people know is located on the Horse Neck parking lot, that this would need to be removed six months after the certificate of occupancy has been granted for the firehouse.
Okay. Now, BET took that up on Monday night. Was anything you did last night related to that?
No, separate and apart. But it is important that they got the site plan, obviously, so that they can proceed with the project.
Okay.
Which they intend to do, I believe, starting pretty shortly. They said it's about a 20-month process from start to finish, and they're trying to get it going as quickly as they can.
Okay, and you had the pumping station before?
The pumping station, quite relevant this morning, of course, with the water main break, but that was approved last night. We've heard this now several times. We were quarreling about landscaping and walls and fences, and they were very responsive to all of the commission's desires, and they presented everything on the final site plan last night as the commission had requested, so that moved forward. And they'll be able to start that work soon. 29 Davenport, that's a home in the coastal area on Davenport Avenue. Again, that's another one that we've heard several times. This controversy on this one has to do with walls that, retaining walls that were built, and illegal walls, and who built them, when were they constructed, are they going to be removed? And so we finalized that plan, and it did move forward. One of the big points of contention came from the condominium property next door, one owner in particular who is on the side that would be most affected by this development was concerned about view rights and how that might block her view of Smith Cove. And the commission did try to work with the applicant to make some changes, such as moving a spiral staircase back towards the building as opposed to within the within her view shed, so to try to minimize the impact to her, understanding that this was an ask and not a requirement, given that the proposal did comply with all regulations, and the applicant did concede and will move that spiral staircase.
Okay.
So that was approved in the end. Then also a coastal property, the Palmer Island subdivision that you've heard me talk about for quite some time now. This is a two-lot subdivision followed by two coastal site plans for new homes on these newly created lots if it gets moved forward, which it did not last night. The commission wanted to leave this open until the August 6th meeting. Then we moved to Coscob, where we looked at, or Riverside actually, with the open space improvements that were proposed or that are existing, and they proposed to legalize the improvements that they've made. This is within an open space area so that the subdivision owners can access a dock that they would like to use. They would have to install a walkway through the open space area, and in fact, in the end, this was withdrawn. They need to go before the Wetlands Agency to make improvements that close to the water, and the plan was that they would withdraw this, come back to the Planning and Zoning Commission to discuss changes to the Declaration of Restrictions, which govern the open space, then go back to the Wetlands Agency, and then finally get approval from the Commission if all goes well for them. So we expect to start that back up again at the August 6th meeting. Then there was a coastal house at 15 West Way. That was approved. Not much fanfare there. Similarly, on Dublin Hill Road, a five-lot subdivision that was approved as a preliminary a few months ago, and they came back to us. They did what the commission asked, and even though they have provided the 15% required fee simple open space, they also agreed to a conservation easement, which is another 3 acres or so that they would deed restrict, so that would be protected in perpetuity, so that in the end that was approved. Lastly, 123 Havermeyer Place. It's a final site plan to make changes to an existing three-family dwelling. That was also approved, as was 107 Patterson Avenue, which was to convert a garage into an accessory unit in exchange for deed-restricting an early 1900 single-family residence in perpetuity, so that can never be torn down. So that was approved.
All right. I know you like that 107, right?
Yes.
And a number of postponements also, right?
Yes. 55 Arch Street, we are expecting to hear that at the August 6th meeting. That had been postponed. Also, 24 West Putnam Avenue, the change of use from a coffee shop to a pizzeria was postponed, as was a subdivision on Clabbered Ridge was postponed, and 7 Fairway Lane was postponed.
All right. Now, when are you taking up the transportation center?
Okay, good. I'm glad you asked that. We are still moving forward at the July 30th meeting. It's Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. in the town hall meeting room. The reason I put it that way is I'm sure you've reported that the Board of Selectmen did not move the MI, the municipal improvement, to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So we will still be going forward on July 30th to review the proposed text amendment and the preliminary site plan and special permit for the proposed work to the train station and to that whole block, actually, which involves big renovation of the train station, moving the movie theater over to the other side of the building where there's a parking lot now, making big changes to that movie theater in terms of upgrades and whatnot, and where the existing movie theater is located, that will become a pocket park with a water feature to provide a nice and inviting entrance up to the platform. The site plan and special permit is related, of course, to the municipal improvement, which is to terminate the lease agreement for the air rights and sell those air rights effectively to Ashforth, but that sale is dependent on the, quote, public good that they are offering, which is what is being proposed in that site plan. So improvements to the roadway, improvements to the north and south side train stations, and the public park. So because we have a pending application, it's important that we proceed, even though, as I said, we will not be talking about anything related to the municipal improvement, because procedurally, we must wait for the Board of Selectmen to take action on that and move it forward to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
And is there anything else on the agenda for July 30th?
No, that will be the one and only topic. And we really do encourage people to come out. I know it's the summer and there's more fun things to do on a Tuesday evening, but it is an important project, of course, as we all know. Having said that, this is the beginning of what will be a multi-meeting process, and certainly, as I said, this is a preliminary. So if the commission moves it forward, it will have to come back for a final site plan and special permit, which starts this whole conversation over again. A preliminary is really just guidance, if one wants to think of it that way, to the applicant, but it's, again, important to get public comment on what you think about these improvements, particularly because it eventually will relate to a municipal improvement. The property owner has made it clear that they do not intend to make any improvements to the property unless they have the related municipal improvement due to the cost of the investment, et cetera, and all things that they will explain on July 30th.
Okay, so then you have another meeting on the 6th.
Yes, we have another meeting on August 6th. That meeting, we will hear the affordable housing projects, one of which is at 241 Hamilton Avenue. These were submitted under the 830G section of the Connecticut State Statutes. This is a statute that effectively creates a new review procedure that involves public health and safety, as opposed to the zoning regulations, which also involves public health and safety, but it's a different standard of review, meaning that we don't look at any of our zoning regulations when we review these 830G applications. So also on that meeting is 12 Indian Drive. That's a new home. The Palmer Island subdivision and associated site plans will be back. 55 Arch Street, that's where the outdoor trader building They're proposing to do an addition and improvements to that site, and the subdivision on Clabbered Ridge will be back. 24 West Putnam Avenue, which is the coffee shop to pizzeria, that'll be on. 7 Fairview subdivision will also be on.
All right, and then you're off for the rest of August, or no?
Yes, then we're off for the rest of August. Now, I do want to tell you that we are anticipating that we will be releasing our draft plan of conservation and development on or around August 9th. This is something that we will distribute as widely as we possibly can. The idea is that we will hold a public workshop, not a public hearing, a public workshop on the draft sometime mid to late September, once people are settled back into the back-to-school routines. We will have public comment at that time. Inevitably, there will be revisions that are needed, which we will then do, with the idea of holding a public hearing, different from the workshop, a public hearing, October-November time period, where we will ask the Planning and Zoning Commission, if all goes well, to approve the plan, so to speak, and ultimately it has to go before the representative town meeting, the RTM, for adoption, which we anticipate and hope will be at their December meeting. So it seems like there's quite a lot of time, but this is a tight timeline, and we're hoping it all can go smoothly enough that we can adhere to that, but if it doesn't, that's okay. We want to get this plan right. We're much more interested in getting it right than we are in trying to get it approved by a certain time period. But most important thing is step one is giving people an opportunity to see what's in the plan and ensure that their comments are included. Again, it's written by the public, so it's their commentary that we have used to draft this vision for our community, and we're very excited to share it finally.
All right, great. Well, lots of good stuff last night, Katie. Good meeting. Guess we'll talk to you in another week. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tony.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, P&Z MetLife.